the real. It's the real. That's no apostrophe, no spaces. We the best. We the best. That's the French we, O-U-I. Greg Mayo. Just how it sounds.
Mayo's Hot Beats is back again.
Howard Hughes.
Mansions and private planes.
Howard Hughes.
Never talk or look at us.
Howard Hughes.
Kleenex boxes, don't touch nothing but the news. Indoor boys, we balling out.
Howard Hughes.
Mansions and private planes.
Howard Hughes.
Never talk or look at us.
Howard Hughes.
Kleenex boxes, don't touch nothing but the news. Indoor boys, we balling out.
Howard Hughes.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. It is Saturday. Saturday with the Indoor Boys.
Yeah.
This is the show that we do on Saturdays. And you know how I know it's a Saturday? Because it's a day before the Michael Jordan documentary on ESPN, The Last Dance.
That's also how I measure Fridays and Thursdays and Wednesdays and Tuesdays and even Mondays. It's every single day. That's all I think about. How many days until the next Jordan documentary segment? But what I'm very nervous about is what happens when it's over. Like,
yeah, we only have this coming Sunday, yeah. And then the following Sunday.
And then it's like, well, what happens, like, when the sidewalk ends, yeah. You know, the Shel Silverstein book?
I remember.
When they are literally looking over the edge, like,
how will we fill our time?
Well, no, will there be more sidewalk?
I don't think so. Michael Jordan only had so much career.
Yeah, but, like, what is the hope after the sidewalk ends? Like, when you go to the edge of the earth,
yeah,
is there another earth?
Do you watch it backwards? You, like, sort of...
I would rewatch the Michael Jordan documentary
on Sundays.
No.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what the new thing is going to be.
Yeah, but there wasn't a thing before the Jordan documentary.
Yeah, but there wasn't a quarantine.
Yeah,
I guess there was.
I'm saying there was life before. You know, we lived a life before.
You know what's crazy? And I think I talk about this at some point.
Yeah.
I've almost been forgetting that there, like, was life before this.
No, well, this is normal now. It is normal to stay indoors as much as we do. It's normal to go food shopping at midnight. It's normal to...
It's not.
No, it's become normal to FaceTime with friends or Zoom with family. It just has.
I know, but I was walking to the grocery store with you the other day, and I was just like, this is... I don't remember...
Yeah, what it was like beforehand. Now It's normal to wear masks. This is the world that we live in. This day is Saturday, a day of the week, one day before
the Jordan documentary.
Jeff, what we like to do on a weekly basis is recap what the last week was like for us. This is a chance for us to talk about what's going on in this house here, in this neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Just Eric and Jeff. Jeff and Eric.
Yep, just two brothers.
The Indoor Boys.
Yeah.
And so we go over these questions that we've outlined just to talk about whether we've been up or down or somewhere in between and measure week by week. So, Jeff, let's start at the top. Who do we talk to?
All right. Well, I've talked to two people.
Okay.
I mean, because obviously we've talked to, like, everybody who's been on the podcast.
Yeah, that's the easy part. You know, like phone calls, FaceTimes.
Yeah.
I get that part.
We have, like, you know, 20-some-odd names who've been on the podcast.
Yes.
They're not just names, by the way.
No.
They are people.
Real human beings.
People with whole pasts.
That's right.
They've got futures ahead of them.
That's right. And out of their whole lives, we've chosen to talk to them for 20 minutes at a time.
They are not just names to me.
Okay.
They are friends.
Shout out to... all those people.
Every single one of them.
Go check that out on any streaming platform.
But I've also talked to, and I'm not proud of this, I've talked to the TV. I am talking to Adrian.
Who does yoga?
Who does yoga.
Yeah. Well, what kind of answers are you looking for from Adrian?
Why?
No, yeah. Not the bigger answers.
No, but, like, I mean, like, she'll just say things and then you end up responding and you're just like, I had a realization where I was just like, what am I doing? Like, why?
Just laughing along at her corny jokes.
I love her joke. I love Adrian's jokes.
Okay, so you talk to the TV, but it's not, Jeff, I mean, we talk to microphones every day. It's not, weird.
No. I talk into microphones. I'm not addressing the microphone and being like, and how are you?
That's what you do with the TV.
No,
you say namaste, but also how's it going? How you feeling, Adrian?
Yeah, you must stay.
Yeah, I mean, you're not talking to, like, you know, the dishwasher. Thank God.
Yeah, How do you crazy. Know? This is a big apartment. After you go to bed, it's me and the dishwasher.
Just catching up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you talk to Adrian on the TV. Mm. That's one person.
I guess it's more of a talking at.
Yeah. Well, Dad used to talk at the TV.
Yeah.
Dad would yell at, you know, Republican senators on Meet the Press or something like that.
Well, then that makes me feel old.
No.
I think that's like an old thing to do.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's like something that like an aged person would do, where they're just like, like your frustration, you just like throw it at an inanimate object.
All right. Okay. So beyond Adrian on the TV,
yeah,
who else are you talking to?
So I'm on TikTok.
Go on.
And I saw a video. And I forget of what. It doesn't matter because they're all inconsequential.
Yeah.
But I was going to comment because it was some psychopathic thing that someone had done. And I was going to be like, this is fake. This is a fake video.
You're an actually person?
I was just like, but then I
hate actually people.
I know. That's why I didn't do it. I was just like, but this is so annoying. And I was just like, it's such a psychopathic video.
Do you think you're the psychopath for wanting to respond to the psychopathic video?
I just felt like, what am I doing? Like, you are a full-on adult.
That's
you're,
right.
You're talking to the TV. Now you're commenting on TikTok videos. And I was just like, no. I was like, I don't want any of these people to know I exist.
Let me move on to the next video.
Yeah. I was like, No, I'm just revealing a lot. I don't.
Anybody else you've spoken to, Jeff? Or is that it?
You know, mom.
Yeah, no, Aunt Jane, Dan, yeah. Mm-hmm. Various FaceTimes. You know what was cool this week? That we spoke to a bunch of people that we've recorded previously so that we don't have to have such a crazy week next week. So what did we learn this week, Jeff?
I learned how to make GIFs.
Okay, G-I-F.
Yeah, GIFs.
GIFs.
Not GIF.
And not GIFs.
And not Jeff. G-E-O-F-F.
Shout out to anybody out there named Jeff.
Jeff McHenry.
Yeah, Jeff McHenry, Jeffrey the Giraffe, whoever.
Okay, I don't like it when people are like, Jeff, like Jeffrey the Giraffe, and it's like, no.
Phil, like the groundhog?
Yeah, yeah, Phil, like the groundhog. Yeah. No, not like the giraffe. Okay. I don't like that thing.
Sorry.
Yeah, this has opened a whole
thing. If it makes you feel any better, Toys R Us is bankrupt. Jeffrey the Giraffe is somewhere walking the streets on all four hoofs looking for work. You happy that you're laughing now, Jeff?
Yeah.
Not the giraffe.
I am happy.
You learned how to make GIFs.
I did.
Congratulations. They look great.
Thank you. I'm trying to promote the podcast and do all that. There was a time about a dozen years ago when I went on Craigslist and I tried to get an intern to make me some GIFs.
How'd that go?
Not well. I mean, people responded.
Yeah, sure. But what did I learn this week? How quickly 40 minutes can go. We planned our AKA battle on Zoom, and we were like, yo, I don't know. Like, we're going to go through all these AKAs in, like, 3 minutes. How are we going to fill up the next 37?
Yeah.
So we had all these stories. We had all these plans. We had a big song and dance, and then it was just like, oh, it's over? So shout out to everyone who joined us at our AKA battle, because it was so much fun.
That's another thing I did.
What's that?
Another person I spoke to, Olivia, who is a Patreon supporter from Oregon.
Okay.
She's a nurse. I don't want to give her a whole story out there, but I like to FaceTime people who give a certain amount.
Yes. So if you go to patreon.com/itsthereal right now, people can contribute, and that helps this operation move along, move forward, stay in business.
Yeah.
So some people
stay in business, like start to be a business.
Be a business.
Yeah.
Be about it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have contributed $2 a month, $3 a month, $5 a month.
If you give significantly more, you than will I FaceTime
them.
And so I've always asked people for their address, for their t-shirt size, because I'm going to send t-shirts.
Yes.
And also their phone number.
Yeah.
And everybody has given it. I should probably start telling people I'm going to call them.
Yeah.
Because especially women.
Yeah.
When I start FaceTiming people out of nowhere.
You psychopath. And start yelling at them.
Yo, what up, Jeff? Yeah. No, I...
You like to have these nice, meaningful conversations with our supporters.
Yeah. And so I had a 30-minute or 40-minute FaceTime
That's awesome.
With her.
How's she doing?
She's good.
Okay.
she's concerned about the country.
Sure.
But she's not too worried about herself, it seems. I hope not putting words in her mouth.
All right, well,
I don't know.
Listen, shout out to her.
It seemed like she was doing great.
Shout out to you for having the conversation. I think that's a dope human connection right there. Jeff,
yes.
What would we like to forget from this week? I'll tell you what I do not want to forget, if that's all right. I never want to forget the futures that are stolen when any young black or brown man or woman is murdered as they just try to go about their daily life in America in 2020. I never want to forget the hurt that lives on in their immediate families, in their communities, and in the hearts of men and women who are afraid to be. I never want to forget the hate that lives in those murderers. I never want to forget where it comes from, and I never want to forget why it continues to exist in this world, especially now when things move so quickly and the powers that be don't want us to acknowledge reality or science or fact or what we see on videotape. As Jews, we vow never to forget what happened to those murdered in the Holocaust. As New Yorkers, we vow never to forget those murdered on 9/11. Now, how about as human beings, we vow never to forget what's behind the systematic and mass murder of black youth in America?
I wrote, I'd like to forget seeing the footage of Ahmaud Arbery's murder. I do not want to see another black man murdered to know what's happening.
Let's move on to lighter fare, Jeff.
Yeah.
What did we start this week?
I almost started watching the 6ix9ine live stream, but then I stopped myself.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I did not watch it. Mm-hmm. So shout out to both of us.
Yeah.
I started, Jeff, to expand our quick dish menu here at home. I made sausages and peppers the other night.
Quick dish?
Delicious.
Quick dish? Is that like a...
It was quick. It's not like Top Chef. I'm just saying
it
like...
It sounds like Top Chef.
I'm just saying that it's a chance for us to get beyond, and this is, whatever, no big deal. We cook salmon around here.
Mm-hmm.
We cook pasta around here.
Mm-hmm.
Burgers. You know, we have acorn squash sometimes. We have pork chops. You know, we have some sides. We make asparagus and Brussels sprouts and, you know, make rice or couscous or whatever. We like to dine pretty well around here, but it does become a little bit of routine. So to sort of get into uncharted territory, that has been fun. So sausages and peppers was a nice break.
Okay. We do not prep, like we don't send each other our answers.
Correct.
But my answer for the next thing.
Yes, which is,
What are we over this week? I said, I need more variety in my meals, and this is starting to feel like a cafeteria.
Really? Do you think?
I said, I'm over the same meals we've been having. I need more variety in my meals, and this is starting to feel like a cafeteria.
Do you think it tastes like a cafeteria?
No. But it is like, oh, salmon again?
Salmon's good for you.
I'm the one who makes it.
Tell me, Jeff.
Yeah.
Were the sausage and peppers good?
Yes.
Okay, great. There. Off to a great start.
Was the sausage and peppers good, right?
Was it? Were they?
Were the sausage and peppers good? I guess so, but it's as a singular thing.
Yeah.
Was the sausage and peppers good?
Was it?
Yes.
I just want to know that it's not like slop on a tray, Jeff.
No.
What are we over this week?
I already told you.
I'm over, Jeff, a certain former professional athlete who's agreed to be on this podcast time and time again, but drops out at the absolute last second. We fall for it every time. And this person, this week, it was like set up where we called into this number, right? A main number. And then there was an associate who called in. And
it's kept, not an associate, it's the publicist.
And kept us on the line. And then was just like, oh, sorry, investment meeting. And yeah. It was like, again? We fall for it every time.
It's bullshit. It's like,
we knew it too. We were on hold and we put ourselves on mute. And Jeff goes, it's happening again. It's like, yeah, we're suckers.
No, but like, everyone's a sucker in this situation.
He's a sucker?
I don't know. I was just trying to make ourselves feel better. Feel better. I was just like,
it's not good.
When we were still having people come over.
Yeah.
And we had our photographer and we had our videographer.
Everyone was
here.
Yeah.
And then the athlete suddenly had to go to MSG.
These things happen, you know?
These things happen.
Jeff, what did we listen to this week?
I listened to the DJ Clue backstage mixtape.
Love that.
From 2000.
Yeah.
Still holds up.
Awesome.
So good.
Yeah. Any standout tracks?
Both Christiane songs. The Beanie Siegel in the Club song.
Great song.
Memphis Bleak.
Yeah. DMX.
It's
Maya.
I love it.
It's a great project. Shout out to Clue.
I listened to Chester French.
Okay. A little departure.
A little minor departure.
I mean, I guess early 2000s, right?
Mid.
Mid?
But
okay.
Like,
how does that sound?
Really good.
Like, okay. You've always liked Chester French, though.
I always liked Chester French.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to Catch Dubs at midnight at one point.
Shouts to Nick Catch Dubs.
And I don't know how, but he started talking about, like, Kevin Rudolph and Colin Monroe.
Weird.
And, or no, I brought up Colin Monroe. I don't know. The fact is that we went down, like, a very weird path.
Okay.
And we were talking about people from, like, the mid-2000s.
Just
and,
anybody, apparently, who was in music.
And, like, he was saying that we need to get Kevin Rudolph on the podcast. I said that there are two people who would like that, him and Anise.
All right, well.
And that is it.
All right. Beyond that, Jeff, anything else you listen to?
I listen to Old School Brandy, as always.
Okay.
I listen to a bunch of corporate garbage rock from the early 2000s that I shouldn't have, like Vertical Horizon.
Yeah.
And Lit.
Okay.
And I don't know. I mean, just like a bunch of stuff. To the point that I was listening to it, and you, in your room, texted a friend. You were like, guess what Jeff is listening to?
Yeah. I didn't understand the meaning behind it. If you were trying to kick me out, I didn't know what was going on.
It's like how the U.S. forces tried to piss off Noriega.
I listened to Shalimar. I listened to After the Last Dance podcast with Russ Bengston. I listened to New Styles P music. I listened to old Freeway music. I listened to Brandon Jenkins' Mogul mixtape series. I think it's great. And I happened to start listening to the unauthorized Bash Brothers Experience by the Lonely Island. Once again, still very funny. Jeff, what did we avoid this week?
Okay. I avoided... You and I went on a walk.
Yes.
As we had done a few times this week.
Yeah.
And on 71st Street, I want to say.
Okay.
Or 70th.
Yes.
And Broadway. There was a guy who was completely wrapped up
in
blue saran wrap and pointing at a street sign that said, "Are things getting crazier out here? Yes or no?" And he had two camera people with him. And I avoided all three of them. I took a picture from afar just to...
Document this?
Well, also to explain to a therapist years from now that this
where
thing...
Where went wrong?
This thing actually happened. So I avoided the man on the street who was completely wrapped in saran wrap.
Jeff, I think we both avoided sending out a newsletter asking the tough questions on why our most loyal listeners choose to press play on our episodes. So if anyone out there has those answers and you want to save us a little time of typing this newsletter up, let us know.
Okay. I would not say we avoided it. I forgot. And that is a key difference that I have held to in my entire life.
There you go. Jeff, what did we discover this week? I want to say I went to wish our friend Ev Boogie Up North Trips a very happy birthday, and I was sincere in my birthday wishes. It went on for a good paragraph.
It was early this morning.
It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Not this morning. A couple mornings ago.
I don't know. And whenever it was.
I wished him happy birthday, and apparently it wasn't his birthday. I discovered it was not his birthday. So does that make me a bad friend?
No.
And do I miss Honestly, Facebook?
Honestly, it's sort of... Well,
I do not miss Facebook.
Yeah, no. I don't... Do you miss Facebook? No.
No.
Am you a bad friend? I think he's a bad friend.
Yeah.
For not having his birthday today.
Or
telling you that it's not his birthday.
Not accepting the birthday wishes.
If you don't accept someone's birthday wish.
Yeah.
You're a bad friend.
So
fuck you.
So here's what I did instead. At the end of the day, I wished him again a happy unbirthday. And
he didn't respond.
And hope he had a great birthday. And then he joined in a live that we were doing tonight. And I wished him a happy birthday where he couldn't respond right there. So... Happy unbirthday to Ev Boogie. What'd you discover, Jeff?
I discovered that I need to change my shower liner.
It's that time?
Well, okay. I guess it's like been that time for like a little while.
Yeah, we have different bathrooms. I haven't seen your shower curtain.
It's not terrible.
Okay. I'm not judging.
Seems like you're judging.
I'm not.
But our friend Jamal.
Yes. Shout out to Jamal Jamo.
Again, doesn't live here, hasn't used my shower.
Right.
Lives in a whole other state.
Yeah.
He put up a tweet and he said, "Now's the time to change your shower liner, beloved." And
he didn't say at It's the Real.
I said, "Drag me."
You just
and then
just,
no, but felt the, it. Well, the yeah, I definitely felt it. It's like a subtweet. They're just like fuck. Like he's talking about me. I was like, just at me, bro.
Yeah.
And so the worst part is that I can't seem to ever get out of working to go the five blocks to the place because the place is
the
now
hours.
They're closing way earlier than they used
yeah.
to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm just like, man.
Well, what if you go first thing in the morning?
You know, it's not happening.
Okay. All right. Just just throwing that out there.
That is a nice sort of idea. It's not happening.
You avoided it. Jeff, what are we grateful for this week?
I'm grateful that my problems are small and my ambitions are big.
That's a great, succinct answer.
I wanted to put a bar. I was like, I don't get credit for any bars that I put, so I want to put a bar and then brag about how it's a bar.
That was really good. Shout out to you. That's a bar.
That's a bar.
Jeff, I was grateful that we went on a walk and called up our friend Julie and had her come downstairs for a social distance hang for 15 minutes because it felt good to do our little song and dance in front of another human being again. You know, we're so used to, at this point, talking through a screen, talking over the phone, talking into a camera. To be in front of another human being, to make them laugh, to talk about that time when we went to go pick up your furniture from one apartment and bring it to another when you were in college and found a girl laying on the ground. We assumed she might have been dead. She woke up and you're like, oh, it's that girl who has chlamydia.
Well, no, she
gave it's a long
chlamydia
story.
Oh, to sorry. My...
Well, she did have it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if she still had it.
Anyway.
I assume that she had seen a doctor in the intervening months.
It's
but...
one of those stories that when we see you in person, ask us about it. It's a really funny back and forth that we have. A really insane experience.
I wonder what her perspective was.
I don't know.
She's lying on the ground.
Yeah.
In an apartment.
We, no joke, busted down this door because the floor was warped because there had been an excess of water that had ruined these hard wooden floors.
I had been away all summer.
We're not going to tell the whole story now.
No, but like you have to give some context. It's like,
right.
I wasn't, first of all, this was my apartment. We didn't bust down the door. Like, you make us sound crazy.
Okay.
Okay. I had been living there.
Yes.
I went away for the summer because I didn't want to stay at college for my entire summer.
Right. We went up there to move your
so I could get the fuck out of there.
From one apartment to another.
Also, I hated my roommates.
apparently. They were monsters.
No one was supposed to be living there during the summer. Apparently, they had given their friends access to it.
They flooded the place.
They flooded the place.
They punched holes
back.
In the wall.
Well, no, we didn't. You're skipping ahead.
I'm trying to make this short and concise.
I came back. We busted the door in because it wouldn't open. There was a girl lying on the floor. Yes, she happened to give my roommate, who I hated, chlamydia. Also, we found holes in the walls, and my furniture was like broken.
There was
and
a lot of stuff. There
condoms
was a lot of stuff
that were
happened.
Like used and whatever. Anyway, all that to say, fuck them. What was the even? Oh yeah, we told the story to Julie.
Yeah,
I was like, why are we reliving this
because
stupid experience?
It was fun to tell this story in order, in a short amount of time, to our friend from 6 feet away.
I really do want to hear that girl's perspective, though, when she's lying on the floor and two guys bust in who she does not know and is like, oh, I need to get out of here. And she disappeared.
And she did.
Yeah.
Jeff, what did we body this week?
Before we get into this, I want to start putting a funnier question towards the end.
Okay.
Because I don't want to do like grateful and then body.
Well, I can say something funny.
Okay. Well... I'm really happy when you ask what did we buy this week.
Yes.
I'm really happy that we got ahead this week. This week just seemed very easy.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about next week.
You don't have to be. I think everything will sort of fall into place as these things do. Jeff, I think that we bodied something not necessarily from this week, but I listened to The Ringer has a series called The Rewatchables,
mm-hmm.
and they had Issa Rae on, and her movie to rewatch with Sean Fennessy and Bill Simmons was Groundhog Day. And I listened to their podcast and I remembered how we bodied our episode of Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're throwing shots?
No.
At The Ringer?
No.
After we just had?
No, I'm not throwing shots. I'm saying they did their thing.
And Sean Fennessy on our podcast?
They did their thing. I'm saying we did our thing. And I remembered how dope our episode was of Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. Go check that out.
If you're going to check out any episode of people rewatching Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Maybe make it ours, which is way better than the Ringers with Issa Rae. Right, Eric? That's what you're trying to say? Like, I'm sort of doing that internet thing where if, like, you say something nice about yourself, then you're obviously saying something mean about somebody else.
I just felt really good.
That's interesting, Eric.
About the product that we put out there.
Eric, if you're so great, then how come not as many people know about it?
great question, Jeff.
Yeah. Quarantine Radio.
Yes. Now we're going to get into that. Jeff. Yes. This is fun. Are we doing this again next week?
I guess you said that this is the thing that we do.
This is the thing that we do. Jeff, as always, not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. How shoes.